So I was running the other day. I'm trying to be not as big as I am. And I'm running on the way home, and there's always this hill that I don't like. And it's not long, but it's just plenty steep. And it was at the end of the run. I had run 6 miles already, so which is a lot. But then I see this big, huge guy in front of me, like quarter mile down. It's like, all right, another big dude. So, you know, I got motivated and excited, and I'm running. And then we get to that hill, and he starts going up that hill, and I catch him. And then he's really motoring. And then he stops, and it's like, oh, there goes my... But then he stopped, and he, like, took a big breath, and then boom, went twice as fast. And I tried to catch up, and I finally caught up to him. And I look, and it's not a big man. It's actually a very fit young man, and he was from Whitman, and it was his senior year, and he's in the ROTC program. He's getting ready to be an officer in the Army. And he was doing his PT training while he's on vacation, you know, while he's away on break. And he had, it looked like two big packs on. I mean, they were huge. And I was just like, hey, you know, I'm glad you're here, because I needed someone like you to motivate me to go up this hill. And I, you know, I was talking with him a little bit more, and like I said, he was a senior, and I just said, thank you so much for what you're about to do and the choice you've made. Thank you for serving. And by the way, when you're 53 like me and you don't want to have extra backpacks that you carry, just keep doing what you're doing. Don't forget that. But that reminded me of this saying that I had heard earlier this week, and this is what the saying is. And this is from Tony Campolo, who's a great evangelist, theologian, and social justice person. He just really is just a compassionate, caring person. And this was, I think, what his Christmas message was. He says, "To the world, you may be just one person, but to one person, you may be the world. To the world, you may be just one person, but to one person, you may be the world." Now, I know that's just running in a small example, and wow, Eric, you're right. But for me at that moment, he was my world, because he was motivating me, and it was just such a pleasure to talk with this fine young person in the world, and I just ran home in joy to the world. It was a great thing. To the world, you may be just one person, but to one person, you may be the world. Look at our bulletin here. It was crafted by Jerry Hacker, who happens to be sitting back there. I believe are you one of the ushers tonight? Yep, there you are. So he's one of our many, many artists that we have in our congregation, and he crafted this bulletin. And take this home, and just, if you need a reminder of how it's all supposed to work, I think this captures it. This captures it. If you've ever had a child or been a part of that process, I've seen both of our children be born. Those are two of the most amazing things I've seen in my life. I know some of maybe what those two people, Joseph and Mary, are thinking about this Jesus, because it's a sight to behold, a new one in this world. On a funny note, I thought about putting a picture up, because we had gone on sabbatical to some places in Europe, and I love museums. I took a lot of pictures in museums. I won't bore you with the details, but there's one picture I took of a Madonna and child, because that is a theme. The Mary, and because a lot of people are Catholic in Europe. And so a lot of art asked for to be made then, and this one, I had to take a picture of this one face, because I remember on one of our children, I won't say, well, it was both of them, Isaiah and Grace, they both had this same face at some moment. It looks like they're just smiling, and they're just smiling, and then at some point that passing of the gas comes, and it's like, they're not smiling because they're trying to make you happy, or they're just smiling because, ooh, that felt good to get rid of that. But that's also kind of, in some ways, you know, it's engaging. But think about what these two are looking at. And there's this song, "Mary, Did You Know?" I don't know if you've heard that song. "Mary, Did You Know?" In the Gospel of Luke, Mary has this whole song about what she thinks is going to happen with Jesus. But I know probably at this moment, when Jesus was born, she probably wasn't thinking all those things. She's probably thinking all kinds of different things. In fact, if you look at this picture, what do you see? What do you think Mary and Joseph are thinking about, are looking at? And tell me. And say it loud so I can hear it. What was that? What was it? Pure love. Yep. Children, especially the little ones, they're vulnerable. They have a way of doing that. Drawing that out. What else? Awe. Yeah. Yeah. To see kids. I love when kids come up here and we have some time together. That's one of my favorite parts every Sunday of being here, because they speak the truth. And they're real. And they're here. And they're right now. And when I flip a thing over and there's a quarter there, they see the tape. Because that's what's there. That's what they see. I love it. I love it. Any other things that you see there?
Joy.
Joy. Yes. Joy. In the song, the singer asked, Mary, did you know that this is going to be the Savior of the world? Did you know this person is going to walk on water? Did you know this person is going to heal in amazing ways? In fact, in such a way that he'll raise people from the dead? Mary, did you know this Jesus, this small little child, is from the great I Am, the creator of the universe? That's whose son this is. And this son is for us. This little one, Jesus, is born for us. Because that's us looking. It's Mary and Joseph, and it's Eric, and it's Beth, and it's all of us looking like them. What are you going to do, Jesus? That's what we imagine on Christmas. How's this world going to be different with this one? This little one making all the difference. To the world, you may just be one person. But to one person, or two people, you may be the world. I might just suggest in 2019, try this as an experiment. I like this phrase, to the world you may just be one person, but to one person you may be the world. Maybe we can expand it if you feel and know and remember and hear that Jesus is Lord for us and for the world. Maybe this is a better way of saying it. To the world, you may just be one Christian, but to one person, you might be Christ. You might be this person who does the little things, a quarter worth of things, saying the right word, being in line in a grocery store, and you know that mom just needs some help, who's sitting behind you is like, go by, let me help you get your stuff. Or that especially the words, there may be that word in your family. If you're working at your workplace, if you're in school, words, simple words, the kind of words that Jesus might say. Because he talked about your sins are forgiven. You are healed. Love your neighbor as yourself. Did Mary know that? I think she had some hints. That's what this Christmas is about. Being in awe and wonder and the joy that we find. And being moved by that. To be Christ in the world. It starts here and it starts now. Amen.